Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua of Christ Is All Ministries. We live in a world that often dismisses the afterlife as mere myth or metaphor, but we must stand firm in the biblical truth that these are real places with eternal consequences for each and every one of us. Throughout the Bible, we find vivid descriptions and profound teachings about these two ultimate destinations. Heaven, the glorious dwelling place of God, offers eternal joy, peace, and communion with our Creator for those who have placed their faith in Jesus Christ. Conversely, the Bible also speaks clearly about hell, a place of eternal separation from God, reserved for those who have rejected His grace and chosen a path of rebellion. In today's sermon titled Heaven and Hell Are Real Places, Evangelist Paul Acqua delves into Scripture to understand what God's Word tells us about these places, why they exist, and most importantly, how this knowledge should impact our lives right now. Let's dive into God's Word.
Heaven and hell are real places. They really exist, my friend. There is heaven and there is hell. I want to tell you this, and it's in the Bible. But who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? That's the question we need to answer. So let me start by saying that if you don't know Jesus Christ personally, if you have never been born again, you have to be born again to receive a mansion in heaven. Because if you haven't been born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. If heaven and hell are actual places, which they are, and they are in existence, then how do people go to heaven and how do people go to hell? That's the question we will answer today. If you are a believer in Christ, Bible says physical death just means absent from the body and you find yourself present with the Lord in heaven. Let me quote you the scripture. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 8 and it says, we are confident, this Paul speaking to the Corinthian church or the Corinthian believers or saints. He says, we are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Let me repeat this. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. So if a believer dies, he's just absent from the body and they find themselves present with the Lord. But then, I want to say this and it's the truth. Unfortunately, the opposite is true for the unbeliever in Christ. If you are unbeliever, physical death just means absent from the body, present in hell. It is an instantaneous journey to hell. It's not me saying it. Jesus spoke about that. Is in the Bible. Bible says in Luke chapter 16, which we have been talking about in the last few series, Luke 16 verses 22 to 23 says that the rich man also died and was buried, and being in torment in hell or in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. You see, Lazarus in the lap of Abraham, Lazarus being comforted by Abraham. We know the story. And again, Jesus said this in Luke chapter 13, verses 28 to 29, that there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's describing what happens in hell. When you see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God and yourself thrust out, this is talking about unbelievers. They will see all these saints, all these prophets, sitting in heaven, but they are thrust out. They are just kicked out. The Bible continues to say this. They will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, and sit down in the kingdom of God. That's Luke chapter 13, verses 28 to 29. So listen, my friend, you could be a good person. That's how you describe yourself. There are many people who think you have to be good if you are going to go to heaven, because they think they are good. There are many people who have their own doctrine that if your good outweighs your bad, then you will go to heaven. The Bible teaches that good people don't go to heaven. That will astonish you, my friend. I will tell you how you get to heaven. The Bible says good people don't go to heaven and bad people don't go to hell. And this is what will marvel you. You will say, what's this preacher man talking about? Yes, I will prove that in the Bible. And I repeat, good people don't go to heaven and bad people don't go to hell. So you may say, who will go to heaven then and who will go to hell? And that's the answer I want to give you. Only forgiving people go to heaven. And only people who refuse their forgiveness through Jesus Christ go to hell. So you see, people who have been forgiven of their sins, they go to heaven. And the people who reject salvation, they go to hell. That's the condition. That's the prerequisite. That's the way we enter heaven or hell. I'm telling you, there will be many good people in hell. There will be many people in hell who just trusted that their goodness was going to get them into heaven and they didn't have salvation. Listen to what Jesus said to Nicodemus. Jesus answered and said to him, "Verily, verily, or assuredly, assuredly, I say to you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." That's in John chapter 3, verse 3. So imagine standing before God and hearing him ask, "What makes you worthy to enter into heaven?" What would be your answer? How would you answer? If your first thought is to tell God what a good person you are, how you read your Bible, or your parents used to take you to church, then you aren't born again, my friend. The only correct answer is to say, "I put my faith in Jesus Christ." Many people think, "Well, I am a good person. I go to church." But that isn't enough. You must be born again. It doesn't matter how good a person you are. You must be born again. You have to be born again, and that's so simple. How do you get born again? You just confess that Jesus is your Lord and believe it in your heart, and you shall be saved. That's what the Bible says. You have to be certain that you are born again. If you've never done that, you need to receive Jesus Christ right now. You need to receive salvation now. Bear in mind that the sacrifice of Jesus Christ is what makes us right with God. So in order to receive his free gift of salvation, all you have to do is believe. It's so simple that people usually think it cannot be that easy, but it is. God doesn't want you to struggle to be saved. Nothing is required apart from believing in the finished work of Jesus. Nothing is required aside from believing in the finished work of Jesus Christ. The scripture says this in Romans chapter 10 verse 9. If you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. That's so simple. But believe it in your heart. The words are so easy to say, my friend, but you also have to believe what you say in your heart. Salvation can only come through faith in Jesus Christ. That's the only way you enter heaven. Those who reject salvation find themselves in hell, where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth, where there is torment, there is sorrow. You don't want to go there. You don't want your loved ones to go there. You don't want your friends and colleagues to go there. If you are born again, my friend, you need to proclaim this message to anyone you come into contact with. And those who haven't received Christ, it is one of the most important things you've got to do. You confess it with your mouth to put your faith into action and to affirm that you are accountable to Jesus Christ, who is now your Lord. Just believe, receive him into your heart. You have to really mean what you say and turn your life over to Jesus, which isn't to say that you will never sin again. No, that's not what we're talking about. None of us are perfect, and there are times when we fail. You also believe in your heart that he has triumphed over death. This means he not only has the ability to save you, but he has the authority to lead you and the wisdom to transform you. He is the only one you can put your faith in. And I'm telling you, you will never regret. You have to be willing to turn the direction of your life over to the Lord and accept salvation mainly on the basis of what Jesus has done for you. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 verse 13 that whosoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. So Jesus has already paid for your sins. So salvation is simply a matter of receiving what God desires to give you. He desires that everyone be saved. It's not a matter of trying to convince God to give you something he really doesn't want to give. He's already done it. Jesus is our ultimate, final, and complete sacrifice. And salvation is open to every single person, everybody, regardless of who they are or what they have done. It does not matter your past. It does not matter how big your sin is. Salvation is available to you. That is why the promise is whoever puts his faith in Jesus Christ will be saved and will receive eternal life. It is absolutely guaranteed to any person who receives his grace. He will never reject them. He has an open arm ready to receive you. And those of you who know Christ, make sure you proclaim this to your hearers that it doesn't matter what they have done. He's ready to forgive them. He shed his blood on Calvary cross for the world, for every person. It does not matter where you come from, where you were born, what you have done. It's God's desire that everyone be saved. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's what the Bible says. So my friend, I want to assure you that God, our Savior, desires all people to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. The truth is that Christ is the only way, the truth, and the life. No one goes to the Father except through him, and he's ready to receive you right now. You know, the text of scripture clearly tells us that God's major will for your life is to know Jesus. The Lord does not celebrate the need to judge wicked people, but is eager for the opportunity to redeem those who believe in his Son as Savior. That's why Christ came to this world, to shed his blood on the cross for sinners like you and me. He is not willing that anyone should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Jesus Christ has paid the penalty of our sin through his sacrificial, all-sufficient death, my friend. He substituted for us. All of us fall short of God's standard of perfection. That's why we need Jesus Christ. Your goodness will not take you anywhere. Only forgiving people go to heaven. And those who reject the free gift of salvation, they find themselves in hell, where there is sorrow, there is torment, there is punishment, there is gnashing of teeth. You don't want to go there. So before we believe in Jesus, we are dead in our spirit to God, blind to his ways, unable to communicate with him, and eternally separated from him because of our sinful nature. We cannot change any of this by our own works, my friend. You cannot say you are good. Only forgiving people go to heaven. You cannot save yourself. And that's why God became a man, Jesus Christ. He was the God-man, and he came to pay the price for our sin. Nothing you can do will make you worthy of receiving God's love. No amount of good works will earn you the privilege of being righteous in God's eyes, my friend. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes. So, my friend, you need Jesus Christ today. You need him. And if you have received Christ as your Lord and Savior, my friend, you have work to do. You need to speak this to your family. You need to tell them. Tell your family. Tell your colleagues. Tell your friends. Everywhere you are, follow the Holy Spirit leading and proclaim this message. The world needs this message more than ever. And if you have not received Christ as your Savior, remember that heaven and hell, they do exist. And only those who have been forgiven of their sins will go to heaven. And those who reject salvation will go to hell. you want to have a perfect choice, and that's to receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, and your sins will be forgiven. And if you are ready to do that, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Acqua. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper into your Christian life. Christ is All Ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.